Want to spend some time playing the new Star Wars game this weekend?
I don't know. I kind of promised myself I'd get off the computer, be more physically active, get some exercise.
You're about to walk up 3 flights of stairs.
Good point. I'm in.
You know what would be great? Let's do it like the old days.
You talking gaming marathon?
Yeah. Start Saturday morning, go 48 hours, sleeping bags, junk food.
And turn off our phones so our moms can't call.
It'll be like our World of Warcraft party a few years ago when the neighbors called the cops on us.
They called the cops because of the smell. They thought we were dead.
We were badass back in the day.
All right, let's do it.
48 hours of Star Wars gaming.
It's on like Alderaan.
Hey, Sheldon, clear your weekend. Starting Saturday morning, Star Wars marathon.
Movies or video games? Or board games? Or trading card games? Or Legos? Or dress up? Or comic books? Or dramatic readings of novelizations? Yes to all!
We are going to play the online game.
The online game? Bully!
Gentlemen, as much as I'm sure Sheldon would enjoy playing intergalactic make-believe, he and I have other plans. We are attending my Aunt Flora's 93rd birthday party.
Just tell her I can't come.
She'll be disappointed if we don't show up.
She's 93. She won't be disappointed for very long.
Now, hang on. I followed all the protocols set forth by you in the relationship agreement. I made a written request 72 hours in advance. Check the tire pressure on the car. I even contacted the Centers for Disease Control to find out what shots they recommend for travel to Orange County. FYI, it's none.
Amy, the relationship agreement was not designed for either one of us to get our way.
You use it to get your way.
I use it to get the right way. The fact that the right way is also my way is a happy coincidence.
You gave me your word. You're coming with me.
We'll miss you, Sheldon.
Yeah, well, who wants to spend the whole weekend running around a bunch of pretend planets battling made-up monsters? That's for babies.
Yeah, but it's got lightsabers. Yeah,
please, Amy, it's got lightsabers!
State that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall,
we built the pyramids,
math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a big bang.
Hey! Hello, Stuart.
Hey, Sheldon. Help you with anything?
Yes, I'm attending a party this weekend for a 93-year-old woman. Can you recommend a gift?
I don't know. Could you put a tennis ball in the end of Excalibur, make a pretty badass cane.
Do you supply the tennis ball?
No.
Then no. What else?
Collector's edition Batman utility belt. Maybe she could use it as a wearable pill caddy.
Well, she'd just look silly wearing that without the rest of the costume.
I'm sorry, Sheldon. That's it. That's all I got.
No, it's not your fault. I've been to the model train store. I've been to Radio Shack. This woman's impossible to shop for.
I'd make fun of Sheldon for having girl problems if I wasn't in shock that Sheldon has girl problems.
Now, Leonard, go ahead and mock. It's like my daddy always said, Shelley, women aren't anything but flipping pains in the bottom.
That's what your father used to say?
Well, I took out the bad words and the yee-haw, but you get the gist.
Look, if you don't want to go to the party, just don't go. You're a grown man. Act like one. Tell Amy you want to spend the weekend having a sleepover and playing video games with your friends. Yeah, maybe she'll dig it. Women like a firm hand on the tiller.
I can never find the tiller. I got a book. It didn't help.
Yeah, I always thought if I were ever enslaved, it would be by an advanced species from another planet, not some hotsy-totsy from Glendale.
I downloaded an app that might be helpful in this situation.
Yeah.
You're right. I'm smart as a whip. I should be able to figure this out.
Hey, listen, I kind of made plans with the guys this weekend, but then I wondered, because we're in this relationship beta test, if I should have asked you first. Then I thought, if I did check with you first, you'd think that I was taking things too seriously, and then I got a nosebleed.
You don't have to check with me. Do whatever you want.
Oh. I guess I was hoping for a different reaction, but okay.
Really? What were you hoping for?
I don't know. Maybe that you'd be a little upset, and then you'd realize that I'm a stallion that has to run free. And that would turn you on a little.
Okay, I'm an actress. Ask me again.
Do you mind if I spend the weekend playing video games with the guys?
What, the entire weekend? You mean I wouldn't see you at all? But I do... No. I knew what I was getting into. You can't put a saddle on Leonard Hofstadter. Oh, my, is it getting hot in here? Aye, Poppy?
What is that?
An acting choice.
So you chose that when you become turned on, you turn into Speedy Gonzales.
You got a problem with that, Poppy?
Uh-uh.
Penny.
Sorry, Stallion. Your weird friend Giraffe is here.
Hello, Penny. I just stopped by to bring you this gift.
Gummy bears, thank you.
Now that you're in my debt, please manipulate Amy into releasing me from my commitment to attend her aunt's tedious birthday party.
Not a chance.
Right. I thought the candy might not be enough, so let me up the ante. These are Cooper coupons. These are for various things I can do for you. This one is for one free grammar check. You could use it for emails, letters, tattoos, what have you. This is a fun one. This is an afternoon with me at the California Science Center where I point out their mistakes.
Keep an eye on those expiration dates. I've been burned more than once.
All right, sweetie, I'm not gonna get involved in your relationship.
Oh, come on, it's just a simple favor. Now, when's the last time I asked you to do something for me?
Yesterday, you made me look in your ear to see if there was a ladybug in it.
When is the last time I asked you to do something that wasn't a medical emergency?
Yesterday, you made me look in your ear to see if there was a ladybug in it.
All right, then, I have no choice but to go on to plan B.
What's that?
I'm gonna run around outside with a wet head and try to catch a cold.
Good morning.
Hello.
I think you're really gonna enjoy yourself today. Not only do you get to meet my relatives, but since my aunt's nursing home is catering the party, all of the food is incredibly soft. It's like a vacation for your teeth.
All right.
You sure you're okay with this?
Yes. I decided to find a way that I could have this experience and enjoy it.
Thank you. That means a lot to me.
Oh, don't thank me. You thank wireless technology. I realized I can go to your aunt's awful party and still spend the whole day gaming with my friends.
Sheldon, my relatives are going to want to talk to you, and you're going to be sitting there playing a game? Isn't that a little rude?
Oh, I got that covered. Headset. I won't hear a word the old geezers are saying.
You know, if playing that game is more important to you than honoring your commitment to me, and you don't mind me showing up at a party all by myself after I've already told everybody I'll be bringing somebody, then fine. Go home and play your game.
Thanks. Oh, listen. I wouldn't mind a piece of birthday cake, provided the old gal's candle blow is clean and dry.
Here you go. I've got everything we'll need for the big game. Low-fat turkey jerky. Low-carb beer. 100-calorie snack packs.
Pick up a Y chromosome while you were there, you might be short one.
Hey, I plan on leveling up in the game, not my swimsuit size, thank you very much.
Jed,
gentlemen, the game offers us a choice between playing for the Republic and the light side, or the Sith Empire and the dark side.
We're always the good guys. In D&D, we're lawful good, and City of Heroes, we're the heroes, and Grand Theft Auto, we pay the prostitutes promptly and never hit them with a bat.
Best women are prostitutes? You said they were raising money for stem cell research.